Welcome to the Without Limits podcast, where we break through barriers, revealing the keys to living an abundant life. Now, here are your hosts, Mark and Anne-Marie.
Welcome back to the Without Limits podcast. Mark and I are thrilled that you've chosen to pull up to the table. And for us, we're really excited because we're in our new recording studio. So we're thrilled to be coming to you today from our new digs. So
This is nice.
This is really nice. It's all set up and we're so thrilled to be able to continue to bring amazing guests, interviews, and topics like today.
We haven't done it just a sit-down in a while.
This is a good one. So today we're really talking about, you have to introduce this topic, you have to picture a castle. We've talked about castles before.
It's been pivotal in our castles and lighthouses.
Exactly. So picture a castle. It has a moat around it. It has gates. It has doors everywhere. And sometimes a castle is to keep out the enemy, some of the doors and the gates. Sometimes it's to welcome in your foes or your allies. So we have to think about that. So tell us, Mark, what are we talking about today?
Well, we're talking about setting up boundaries in your life, and from a positive and sort of a cautionary side.
Right.
So, you know, the boundaries, they protect us. They're set up for protection. But they're also set up, we want to have a, you know, gates and doors. We want to allow those things into our lives that are going to lead to success or living a life without limits. Mm-hmm. So it isn't just a purely defensive thing, but it's something where you sort of have a watcher at the gate.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
It determines, you know, who comes in and maybe, you know, who needs to leave.
Right. And people I've noticed that do not have clear boundaries, anyone is allowed into their castle.
They get run over.
Exactly. And they can start to influence their life. It can start to say, you know, you shouldn't do that, or maybe you should do this.
Dream thieves.
That's another one. We've talked about that before.
Collateral damage.
Exactly.
You know, you end up in a deep conversation or a problem or conflict for 2 or 3 days with somebody that, you know what, maybe they shouldn't even have been in your life in the first place.
Exactly.
And so we don't have 2 or 3 days to give away for stuff like that.
We absolutely do not. So we want to share today some of the strategies for you to be aware of as people are coming into your life. And we're going to share a concept that's very, very simple. We heard years ago in a book we read.
20.
It's about adding, subtracting, multiplying, and dividing. So that can be a stopgate at the door of your castle,
right,
to decide, is this person, relationship, situation going to add to my life, subtract, multiply, or divide?
And it's a two-way street. There are situations and relationships that you're in. You meet someone for a new for the first time, and you should ask yourself, you know, can I add to this person's life?
Mm-hmm.
Can I multiply? Can I make them bigger, make them better? You ever meet somebody for the first time and, you know, just a basic conversation, you're just sharing ideas because your values are so different.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even contribute to their life.
Right.
They can't even hear good things from you.
And you're trying to relate and you're trying to understand, but there's just something that just doesn't
feel
right.
It's not going to click.
It doesn't click, and that's a great way to do it. So I'll say that again. Adding, subtracting, multiplying, and dividing. We've heard that since probably grade 4, but now we're going to use that same concept for when we are evaluating people, relationships, workplace situations, about how much do we want to invest in the relationship or in that person. And it's not about being mean or better than.
No, it's about parallels.
That's a great way to put it. Thank
right.
you.
It's simply about parallels. I mean, you know, all the cars are moving in the same direction that are in the same lane. There's a reason for that.
Right.
And it's the same whether it's a personal or a business relationship that you have with somebody. You want to make sure you're in sync with them.
So, Mark, how would you assess that? So we've talked about add, subtract, multiply, and divide. How would you assess?
Think of a four-way stop.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
all the cars have come up to the stop sign.
I don't care how long you've been driving. When you pull up to a four-way stop, it seems to really get your attention.
Good. Yes.
Because all of a sudden, you're faced with a, you know, you're driving your car, you're moving along. Now, all of a sudden, The decision of possibly three other vehicles mm-hmm. is going to coincide with your actions at the same time in the same place.
Correct.
So, relationships are a lot like that. So if you pull up to a four-way, sometimes it's really smooth. Mm-hmm. It's just, you look at the other car, they look at you, away you go or away they go. It's not even a bump. And right. other times, I was in one yesterday. Everyone was just staring at each other.
Right. No, you go.
Signals flashing, hand signals, everything, and nothing got done. And relationships are a lot like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's work. Mm-hmm. One of the monitors that I have for, people who maybe subtract or divide, or maybe my relationship with them would be dividing.
Right. Or would subtracting take away from their life. Right.
Is if you have to modify yourself.
Hmm.
When you have to self-modify, you have to mm-hmm. self-regulate. You feel like in this situation, I gotta sort of filter mm-hmm. what I say.
You have to step out of your authentic self to make it okay to be in relationship with that person. That's a huge clue.
It is the first giveaway for me.
Yeah.
And we all have people, family. Think of family. You get together at a certain time of the year and a family, how's everybody doing? You haven't seen each other for 6 months, 8 months,
right.
maybe longer. And now all of a sudden, the conversation is strained. Yeah. It has to be paced.
There's history in the relationship where there's expectations.
Right.
And now you have to fit the mold of when you were 6 years old because that's how they remember you.
I know people yeah. that, I'm 6 years old when you're around them.
Yeah. It's funny, isn't it?
Right. But as soon as the dinner's done or whatever the situation is, it's like, you grab your hat, put on your shoes and bye.
Yeah, exactly. And then you have to assess after, is that how I want to spend my time?
I think a lot of this that we've learned has been you and me leaving situations
and
just evaluating.
Yeah. And what we're trying to help our listeners today is to do some of that thinking before. Mm. Sometimes you get blindsided and you're in it and you go, oh boy. But then do the work either before or after to really evaluate and say, you know what? That probably is not the best for my life. And if I can offer one huge, and I heard this from a guest that I interviewed last week.
That was a great interview.
Yeah, in my Facebook group, right. Her name's Margie, and she shared, she's a counselor, and she shared the work that she does with her clients around boundaries is really about getting clear on your values.
Mm.
When you're with someone and your values, you talked about parallels before. I like that. The parallel where you're on the same road.
That's right.
When you're with people that have the same core values as you, you both, value respect and trust and, community and those kinds of things, then when you're together, it's ease. But when you're misaligned with your values, it's almost like dis-ease.
Right, right.
It's not comfortable.
From a relationship standpoint, that's exactly what it is.
Right.
There's, it's a conflict. There's a tension. It's a weight. You can't wait to get away from them. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. All of a sudden, I call it the dentist waiting room,
Right.
All of a sudden, you feel like you're in this, you're going along, you're having a fantastic day, everything's loose, everything's free, you've had your morning meditation, you go out the door, and all of a sudden now you're at work or whatever the case is, and you're forced all of a sudden to deal with a complete misalignment
mm-hmm.
with and it does not mean, this is important because it's a source of a lot of tension in our lives. It doesn't mean the other person is wrong.
No.
We immediately, there's nothing wrong with me.
Right. So obviously,
it's just a misalignment.
Yeah.
I heard a guy say one time, it's like if you were threading a nut on a bolt and it's misthreaded, it's not the bolt's fault and it's not the nut's fault.
Mm-mm.
They're just not threaded together correctly.
That's great.
It's not about fixing the blame. It's about fixing the problem. And the situation usually means, hey, this is a person that if my relationship is not going anywhere with them, let's not take it anywhere with them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Because there's only so much time in our life. And we put so much pressure that we should be with that person or they've been friends for 10 years. And that can be a really difficult point in our life. And that's when we think about boundaries, And a skill that we want our listeners to develop is once you realize through your intuition, or you notice there's an energy, or you leave that person and you actually feel drained or almost stressed.
It's a giveaway.
Yeah, you want to notice those and say, you know what, maybe this relationship has come to the end. Like, some people come into our life for a season. Some people come into our life for a reason.
Right.
And some people are there for a lifetime.
Right.
But we don't have to put everyone in the lifetime category and make it wrong.
No.
So some people think, oh my gosh, if I break off that friendship with that person, that, you know, they're going to be hurt. I'm going to be, you know, mean and cruel. It could be hurtful for a while,
right.
But you have to really realize you both will be better.
You will.
Outside that relationship.
And it's liquid, Anne-Marie. Like, mm-hmm. even a close relationship with somebody, you know, you have to, there's an ebb and flow to it. I mean, they're in your life to varying degrees, and you can be in a situation, maybe it's a work situation or a personal situation where you have to do something together, and you realize, you know what, this is the boundaries of this friendship, mm-hmm. or this relationship.
Yeah.
You know, you've known that for years about me. It's very rare that I have somebody that I've very rarely ever had personal friendships, mm-hmm. with business associates.
Right.
Right? Like in, yes. in a workplace environment.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with neighbors. You have to be very careful with your neighbors, right? Because you have to live next door to them, mm-hmm. all, you know. So there's a liquid to it that, you know, it's a give and take and it's a flow, mm-hmm. but you really have to protect who you allow. We're talking about that inner circle. We're talking about the people, mm-hmm. you allow access to your life.
Yeah.
You have to be very, very careful, and you have to be very, very willing, mm-hmm. to let new people into there.
Correct.
And yeah. always on the lookout,
yeah.
for a great friendship, for a great relationship, for a great partnership.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have something you need, and you have something they need. Because the add, subtract, multiply, and divide is a two-way street.
Right, and I was just thinking before you said that, it really is about being reciprocal. And it's not just about putting boundaries so we get everything we want. It's also because we're going to pour into other people's lives.
Right.
And we need the energy to be able to do that. So I just want to kind of bring it back to a bit of a recap. We mm-hmm. started in the castle. We started in the castle with those gates and doors, the moat, you know, that drawbridge that comes down. And we want you to protect your castle. Okay. We want you to protect your castle by, you know, setting those boundaries around who will you let in. And just remind us, Mark, what is that strategy that we talked about?
Adding, subtracting, multiplying, and dividing.
Right.
And it's a very, very simple little formula. You and I have used it for years. Many, many years. Mm-hmm. And once you've used it as a pattern, they pop up.
Exactly.
You know.
And you know. It's right.
Initial meeting sometimes, and you know, yeah. hey, this is great. Yeah. Him and I will be able to do this, but that'll be it.
That's right. And the other thing we talked about is when we come to that intersection and you realize you're not in a parallel, you're not going down that road together, be aware of that feeling that you have. Your body is going to give you sort of warning signs, or you're going to get a feeling something isn't right. Pay mm-hmm. attention to it. Do the work. Maybe do some reflection, maybe some journaling, but prepare for the next time you meet that person.
And honest reflection, because correct. Oftentimes there may be something about this individual that is very appealing. There's a, yeah. you know, but you have to look at the whole package.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's great. So we hope this podcast was helpful. We were really excited to share it because it's a critical, critical message for us to live an abundant life, to live without limits, is to be able to set boundaries and, you know, make sure we have the energy to inspire the people that are brought into our lives. So if you want to reach out to us and be a guest on our podcast, please go to our website, livingwithoutlimits.ca. There's a sheet there you can fill out, and we'll get a message and reach out to you. Also, we have a Facebook group, Without Limits Podcast Facebook group, and there we have conversations about some of the topics in there, and we'd love to connect with you as well. So thank you again for pulling up to the table and joining us today on
absolutely.
The podcast.
Thank you.
The Without Limits Podcast, where we break through barriers, revealing the keys to living an abundant life. Your hosts have been Mark and Anne-Marie.